At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
And the TSA apparently is bungling up your summer travel plans. How would you improve the situation with the TSA? We'll take your calls. 6 o'clock in the nation's capital. Time for the news.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 6. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. It's Tuesday, and it's primary day in Kentucky and Oregon.
Bernie Sanders is bound to win Oregon. That much is known. But there's no reliable polling for Kentucky. The bluegrass state is where Hillary Clinton would like to stop a string of losses to Sanders heading into bigger states, where either way, she's bound to clinch the nomination. In Lexington, Clinton largely ignored Sanders, making news more for her Donald Trump imitation, asking the crowd to imagine a question Trump gets at their first general election debate.
So what is your plan to create jobs? His answer is, I'm going to create them. They're going to be great. I know how to do it, but I'm not telling you what it is I'm going to do.
Bob Costantini on WMAL and WMAL.com.
The National Transportation Safety Board today is going to spell out details of its findings in that Amtrak derailment near Philadelphia last year.
It was just before 9:30 p.m. on May 12, 2015, when Amtrak 188 derailed with 243 people on board.
The passenger train has rolled over.
Seven train cars and the engine hurtled off the tracks.
Notify Amtrak to shut down the entire northeast corridor.
Surveillance footage briefly captured the train flashing by at more than twice the recommended speed. The NTSB now says the train's engineer, Brandon Bostian, was distracted by radio chatter about other trains being hit by projectiles. I'm Kim Hutcherson.
Metro is expected to finalize the SafeTrack rebuilding plan within the next few days as the tension between Metro and the federal government ratchets up.
Metro will likely be shuffling around which sections get closed first thanks to directives from the Federal Transit Administration.
There are times I feel like my head's exploding over Metro because it seems like we get over one disaster and then another one happens.
Virginia Senator Mark Warner says GM Paul Wiedefeld should get some credit for no longer kicking the can down the railroad, but
the general manager has been given authority to fire those Metro employees who aren't with the new program. There may need to be that kind of shockwave across the system.
Thanks to other FTA directives, Metro now also says your trip this week through downtown could take a bit longer as they slow trains down to use less electricity. Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Back to normal today for the Washington Monument.
The Washington Monument will open on schedule at 9 a.m.
National Park Service spokesman Mike Litterst says experts have completed repairs to the monument's elevator, where problems detected Saturday morning kept the monument closed all weekend and all day yesterday. The D.C. Council today is to take up a bill that would significantly change Mayor Muriel Bowser's plan to open homeless shelters across the city. Council Chair Phil Mendelson will offer a substitute bill that would place those shelters on publicly owned land instead of Bowser's plan to build shelters on private land throughout the city. One Northern Virginia political candidate has found himself in an embarrassing situation, apparently of his own making.
Republican Mike Webb made a post to Facebook complaining about an employment agency in his area hosting a screenshot of the firm's information online, but he left his tabs of pornography in the screenshot. The post quickly became viral with almost 700 shares and 900 comments, mostly negative. So far, the GOP candidate has not removed the screenshot from his Facebook page. I'm Mark Chase.
Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 17,711, the NASDAQ at 4775. Sports, a night off for the Nationals, who open a series with the Mets in New York tonight. The O's also idle. They host Seattle tonight. WMAL News Time 6:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
You listen here, you are on the cutting edge of societal evolution.
Rush. Weekdays at noon.
Which means you will know what's important before what's important becomes important.
On Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Oh, yes!
Where Washington comes to talk.
Will your retirement be financially secure? Hi, Rick Edelman here. Back by popular demand, my seminar, Preparing for Retirement. At the seminar, you'll learn how to get the most from your IRAs and retirement accounts. You'll learn how to maximize your Social Security benefits. You'll learn how to protect your spouse and children with the right beneficiary designations. Come learn the keys to a comfortable retirement. You've only got two more chances to see this event. Few sessions left for you this month and next month. 10,000 people have already attended. Don't miss this opportunity. The seminar comes to Tyson's Corner and Beltsville, May 17th and 18th at 7 p.m. Just $15 a person, $25 a couple. Register at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com. Or call 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services, LLC. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities, LLC, an affiliated broker-dealer. Member FINRA, SIPC.
Get your carpets clean for $39 per room. Book at ZeroResDCMetro.com.
6:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
DC 295 southbound. Accident cleanup continues. This is going to be southbound 295. Right as you come off of 50 in the Baltimore-Washington Parkway at Eastern Avenue. Still have the left lane of 3 blocked with big delays. So if you're coming out of Greenbelt, you might want to think of some options. You could take 201 Kenilworth Avenue into Bladensburg or 450. You can take that Annapolis Road into Bladensburg as well, looking for some alternates to get you around the scene of the crash and the big delays. Now, let's get you into Virginia, 66 in Manassas, Centerville, just starting to see volume, but I haven't had anything reported along the way. So good news there. Volume through Falls Church, 95 in Aquia, Dale City, Newington, pockets of delays through those stretches. Maryland on 270, south as you come past the Monocacy, and now through Urbana to Clarksburg with the stop and go for the morning commute underway. Traffic update brought to you by MedStar Washington Hospital Center. Police officer Sean Hickman was an accident victim, leaving him doubting that he would ever walk again. 3 years and 20 surgeries later, Sean is taking an exciting next step. Learn how MedStar Washington Hospital Center gave Sean a second chance. Visit MedStarWashington.org/second chances. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Rain in the forecast. We'll continue to see the rain come in as we go through this morning, and rain for the afternoon. Daytime high temperatures holding steady in the middle to upper 50s, maybe a quarter of an inch of rain. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 54 in Leesburg, 52 in Damascus, 57 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by MedStar Washington Hospital Center. Federal input is slowing both metro travel and metro repair plans. Find out more at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
WMAL.
6:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Coming up at 7:05 this morning, we're going to be joined by Ken Klukowski to talk about the decision yesterday by the Supreme Court with regards to the Little Sisters and contraception. They sent it down to a lower court and said, you guys figure it out. He'll give us all the details on that and why that happened. 7:35, Guy Benson, Town Hall political editor, will be here to talk about 2016 politics. There are things happening today. 8:35, Jane Hampton Cook, a presidential historian, will be along to talk about the story we're going to talk about right now. The historic decision by Hillary Clinton to use her ex-president husband in a key economic advisory capacity. That's coming up at 8:35. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Larry O'Connor.
As the mainstream media goes crazy trying to convince Americans that Donald Trump had a really bad week because somebody said he pretended to be his own publicist 20 years ago, Democrat Hillary Clinton was making possibly one of the biggest blunders of her campaign, and that's saying something considering there have been quite a few blunders so far. Listen to this.
My husband, who I'm going to put in charge of revitalizing the economy, because, you know, he knows how to do it. And
let's hold off right there. I would love to hear from you and get your reaction on this. Is this the solution for our economy? And is this what you want out of a president? Do you want a president 6 months before the election coming out there and saying, we got a big problem in our country, and I'm going to have my husband take care of it? I would have my spouse take care of it. I'm just wondering if that raises any red flags for you and whether you think, listen, hey, things were good with the economy back in the 90s. Sure, let's have Bill Clinton back again. We'll just work around that constitutional prohibition of a president running for a third term. 888-630-WMAO, 888-630-9625. I'm stunned by this statement. Listen, I'm going to put my husband in charge of revitalizing the economy because, you know, he knows how to do it. All right, I got multiple things to say here, Brian. Number one, she's confessing there that perhaps she doesn't know how to do it. Or at the very least, her husband knows better how to do it.
Yeah.
That's how you want to hire this person? You think Donald Trump is going to say, yeah, our economy is the big problem, and I'm going to get this guy to do it? No.
No.
You want the person to take the reins take the wheel. Number one. Number two, isn't she conceding that our economy needs revitalizing?
Mm-hmm.
This is a complete indictment of the Obama-Biden years.
Yes, it is.
How is she running as the Democrat that is going to protect the Obama legacy by already suggesting that the economy is in the toilet, which, by the way, it is in the toilet, but you can't have it both ways. Also, Bill Clinton is now going to be given this kind of power, this kind of influence, this kind of responsibility, and he will never be confirmed by the Senate.
That's right.
He won't actually be vetted. I mean, I'm sorry, but I think that maybe somebody who's going to actually be in charge of the economy should be, oh, I don't know, maybe a cabinet-level position. Like, oh, yeah, we already have one, the Secretary of the Treasury.
Or Commerce.
Or Commerce,
yeah,
for that matter.
Well.
Also, doesn't this open up the door to all of Bill Clinton's naughty behavior? You know, I mean, right now I think the American people think, yeah, for the last 20 years he's been sleeping around and screwing around behind his wife. But he's just a philanderer. He's just a rakish guy. But, you know, his official job will be the husband of the president, so
yeah,
who cares?
Yeah.
But now, when you put him in position of this kind of responsibility where he opens himself up to scandal and he opens himself up to potentially blackmail, then everything's on the table, baby. And finally, every single relationship, corporate, private, international, that these two have had that have made them rich over,
yes,
the last 20 years,
right,
now completely need to be on the table for the media scrutiny, if they aren't already, by the way, and they should. But he should be, all of it should be scrutinized, because any relationship he's had with anyone. Now, don't you think there's going to be a stimulus plan as part of Bill Clinton's big revitalizing of the economy? If any country gets rich off of that stimulus plan, any person gets rich off the stimulus plan, any company gets rich off the stimulus plan, I bet they have a connection right back to the Clinton Global Initiative. Hillary Clinton, with this one statement, has opened herself up to an enormous hailstorm of scrutiny if the mainstream media wants to step up.
You have laid that out very forcefully and very well. There are a few just little things that I will add to that, and then we'll move on to calls. Number one, I'm really concerned about the fact that you're going to put somebody in charge of revitalizing the economy that is not going to be a member of the cabinet and therefore will not be confirmed by the United States Senate. If there are questions about how this person is revitalizing the economy and there needs to be a congressional oversight hearing on it, he can claim executive privilege or spousal privilege.
Sure.
And could refuse to go to Capitol Hill and answer questions. And we have seen this before, and it did not go so well. We remember when Bill Clinton was president, and one of the things he did was, Hillary, you know, she's incredibly capable. I'm going to put her in charge of reforming health care. That whole thing blew up and came apart partially because of her refusal to be transparent about what was going on. She was trying to rebuild one-fifth of the American economy without any oversight, without anybody knowing what was going on, without anybody knowing who was meeting behind closed doors, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. That's exactly what will happen if you put Bill Clinton in charge of revitalizing the economy. It'll all be done in back rooms. It'll all be done with favoritism. It'll all be done with a handshake, and nobody will know exactly what's going on behind the scenes, and that's not good. That's not transparent. And that's a big, big, big mistake. I don't want to see a situation where we don't have oversight. And the other thing is, you're absolutely right about this, Larry. By saying that Bill Clinton is going to have a vaunted role in my administration, I'm going to use him because, well, he knows how to do that. May I just stop for a moment? He gets a lot of credit for being good with the economy because the economy was good when he was president. He had nothing to do with that. He had absolutely nothing to do with that. That was the internet bubble. It would have happened no matter who was in office. You would have been pretty horrible president not to celebrate, the good economy during that time. But it wasn't him, and it wasn't anything that he did. So this reputation that he has, first of all, is not deserved. Secondly, I don't like the idea of him being out there and doing things behind closed doors as they did in the first Clinton administration. And I want to know, how will there be congressional oversight? By the way, you're all right. We ought to have a Secretary of Treasury. We ought to have a Secretary of Commerce who's responsible for those things. What are they going to do? Sit around with their hands in their pockets? I mean, that's the question I have.
Linda in Manassas, you're on WMAL. What's your reaction to Hillary saying that she'll put Bill in charge of the economy because he knows what he's doing?
Good morning. So many things to say, but the contempt I have for the Clintons and the people who believe the garbage that she spills out of her mouth just amazes me. Remember the dot-com bubble that busted, that fell apart under the Clinton, under
yep.
Bill Clinton?
Yep.
Transparency and the Clintons should not be two words you put together in the same sentence. And all they're going to do, they're not going to empower the economy, which I thought was doing wonderful under Barack Obama. They're just going to enrich themselves even more.
Of course. Yeah, and their cronies and all their friends who have who keep all their secrets. Thank you,
right.
Linda. All right, more reaction to this unprecedented suggestion that the president's spouse will be in charge of revitalizing the economy. I think it's one of the biggest blunders Hillary Clinton has made. It exposes her to so much criticism. We want to take your calls as well. Let's criticize Hillary Clinton, shall we? But listen, if you think that Bill Clinton was a genius with the economy, make your case. We'd love to hear it. 888-630-WMA.
It is now 6:15 on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather. 2 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right. Not one, but two incidents to deal with now heading in through town. DC 295, longstanding crash, had multiple cars and a bus involved. Right as you come off of 50 and the Baltimore-Washington Parkway at Eastern Avenue, still have the left lane of three blocked. Delays almost back to the Beltway on both 50 and the Baltimore-Washington Parkway. Now, the second problem is if you're coming in on either of those arteries to go onto New York Avenue, right as you make that merge on New York Avenue, the right lane blocked with a separate incident. So think about this as you come out of Greenbelt. You might want to try 201 Kenilworth Avenue to get into town. Might want to use head through Bladensburg, Rhode Island Avenue as an option to try to avoid some of these major backups. Maryland Beltway, topside through Silver Spring, seeing delays. Bethesda, a little bit of a distraction, but we're doing okay getting by. Interloop at 355, nothing blocked, but the overturned tractor trailer from overnight over on the shoulder. They'll come back after rush hour to retrieve. For Virginia, 66, just been about the volume. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
All right, the forecast. Well, one of the key factors of the forecast is sadly rain. A lot of rain. High of 56 today. Tonight, rain, 51. Tomorrow, they say partly cloudy with a chance of rain and a high of 67. Friday looks to be like a pretty nice day. A lot of sunshine, temperatures in the low 70s. But then on Saturday, rain, temperatures in the low 60s. Sunday morning, showers, highs in the low 70s. Oh, man. Currently in the nation's capital, it is 56 degrees, 616 on WMAL.
A former First Lady is suspect in the death of a White House attorney in Jed O'Day's latest mystery thriller, Whacked. Tank Alvarez is forced to investigate and disclose the awful truth. Available on Amazon.
So she's going to give him an office and have him write the word economy 600 times. this is all nonsense. I mean, the President of the United States has an actual job to get create jobs, create take-home pay, create wealth. That's Hillary's job if she wants to be president. It's not the first spouse's job.
Yeah, you wouldn't think it's the first spouse's job, but boy, this is Hillary's big idea. And, you know, they keep telling me that Bill Clinton is going to be the secret weapon and get her elected. And if statements like this...
My husband, who I'm going to put in charge of revitalizing the economy, because, you know, he knows how to do it.
If that's supposed to get her elected as the first woman president, I don't get it, because she's conceding that she doesn't know how to do it.
That's right.
Joe in the district, you're on WMAL. Joe, what do you think of Bill Clinton coming back to revitalize the economy?
Oh, my. I ran my own consulting business for 11 years in Colorado in the electronics industry. And Clinton's executive order to begin trade with China devastated not only in Colorado but throughout the United States the industrial complex and the electronics development. I saw thousands of businesses close, no exaggeration, over an 18-year period. And this was assembly houses, PC board manufacturers, tool and die makers, machine shops. It was devastated. What used to be known as Silicon Valley of the Rockies no longer exists. And there is indications all the way back when he was governor that he was secretly dealing with Chinese corporations. And this implies that there was an intent when he became president to do this on a national scale.
Yeah, but Chuck, you're absolutely right. And not only was it all those manufacturing jobs that then immediately went overseas, but also a lot of white-collar engineering jobs. People in aerospace, Beckman Coulter, a lot of those companies, Ford Aerospace, they were all, and these are people who were in their 40s, 50s, well-educated, who immediately were out of work because of the president's
actions.
I saw that
you're firsthand. Right, Chuck.
You're right, absolutely great. Thanks for reminding us. Oh, Joe, excuse me. That's Joe. But this is Chuck in Stafford. Chuck, you're on WMA.
Hi, Chuck. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. Just a quick observation. It seems to me that what Hillary Clinton is doing is setting back the cause of women's rights many, many years, and this is the reason. What she's saying is, as soon as I get this job as a woman, the very first thing I'm going to do is turn all the money over to the man.
That's
because
right.
I can't have it.
Oh, man.
That's right.
Yeah,
absolutely. One of the most important jobs. Listen, everyone says that the American voter votes by their pocketbook. In other words, what's going to help me in my personal finances and what's going to help the country's economy? And she is now ceding control of that entire thing over to her husband, as she describes him.
As soon as she finishes taking the oath, she's going to turn to Bill and hand him the checkbook and say, there you go, darling. You go run with it.
Thanks, Chuck. What, great point. Yeah, is it me or is it? I mean, Hillary Clinton is just a horrible, horrible candidate.
She is. A lot of attention has been paid to Donald Trump, and he's a he's an interesting guy and he's controversially at times, and that's why. But nobody really stops and looks at Hillary Clinton as a candidate. She is a horrible candidate.
Well, we are stopping and looking.
She is a really, really bad candidate. She doesn't campaign well. She sticks her foot in the mouth all the time. She gets a pass by the mainstream media, and nobody really looks at the stuff as critically as they do, for example, what Donald Trump says. But she's not a very good candidate.
And
Democrats are worried. You talk to Democrats right now?
They're very worried
about Hillary Clinton.
I don't care. They've made their bed. This is their problem. They got to live with it. One example from yesterday at a campaign rally.
So what is your plan to create jobs? His answer is, I'm going to create them. They're going to be great. I know how to do it.
See, she's making fun of Donald Trump there, right? Okay, but let's take her at her word here. Seriously, at a debate, if she does turn to Donald Trump and say, what's your plan to create jobs? He might say that, but then he could also turn back to her and say, have you ever created one job in your entire life?
Right.
I mean, does she realize what she's opening up here? And by the way, and Hillary, thanks for your plan. Your plan to create jobs? Turn it over to Bill. To your husband.
Yeah.
John in Rockville, you're on WMAL. Can you believe what Hillary's done here?
No, she's an idiot. That's all I can say. I mean, three things she did. One, she confirmed she doesn't know what she's doing. Two, she confirmed that the Obama economy is truly a disaster, and like the previous caller before me said, she has confirmed that she doesn't give women a lot of credit for being able to manage complex issues.
Yeah, listen, her followers may be ready for Hillary, but I don't think Hillary's ready for the gig herself, based on her own words. Paul in Silver Spring, you're next up. Stay right there, and more of your calls in a moment on this. Hillary handing over the economy to her husband because, he knows how to do it. 622 on WMA.
Boeing is proud to be a sponsor of National Military Appreciation Month, honoring the brave men and women who've made America's armed forces second to none.
Those folks at Ted Britt Automotive know what they're doing when it comes to selling, servicing, and standing by their fantastic Ford, Lincoln, and Chevrolet automobiles, their vehicles that they have been selling for over 57 years. You did not do the kind of work that they have done for 57 years without being the best in the business. Now, when you're making that purchase for a Ford, a Chevy, a Lincoln, a truck, and Harley Davidson, too, they cover Harley as well over there at Ted Britt Automotive. When you're making that purchase, I mean, this is a very personal thing, and you want to make sure that you're building a relationship with a dealership that you're going to have over the long term. Well, that's exactly what you're going to be doing with the great people at Ted Britt Automotive. Integrity, trust, and by the way, they love what they do. This is the same family-owned business from the beginning. Right now, Ted Britt Memorial Day sales event is going on. They've got prices up to $500 to $2,000 below competition. The best deals in the area on over 1,200 vehicles in stock. They also have a great program called Ted Britt for Life. That's how much they care about your vehicle. They're going to care about your truck and your car as much as you do because every vehicle from Ted Britt comes with standard lifetime vehicle coverage on all new and pre-owned vehicles with less than 100,000 miles. Schedule your next service with them. Visit one of the 9 great locations in Northern Virginia or at TedBritt.com. Ted Britt celebrating 57 years of dealership excellence.
Here's Dave Snell for the stand-up guys from Snell Heating and Air.
If you're even thinking about replacing your home's air conditioner in the next few years, check this out. The Right Now special from Snell Heating and Air gives you a chance to save big, avoid frustration, and beat the rush. Right now really is the best time to call Snell at 703-450-6300. When it gets scorching hot, that's the worst time to do it. But right now you can make a smart decision and you can save a boatload. Up to $2,475 installed by my stand-up guys. We've been showing folks for years how to battle high energy bills and to protect their family's comfort. So beat the rush right now and book your appointment today.
703-450-6300. And remember, when you think heating and air conditioning, think Snell.
It is 6:25 now on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
270. I want to start with some good news. It's been about the volume coming out of the Frederick area. Pretty normal delays through Urbana and down toward Clarksburg, briefly in Germantown. Then a good trip, Rockville down to the Beltway. Top side, heading from 95 and around to George Avenue. Not so bad. Wilson Bridge backups near 210. Now here's where the not so good news is. Oh, about an hour and a half now, still dealing with the multi-vehicle crash cleanup. DC 295 southbound at Eastern Avenue. Now this is right as you come off of both 50 and the Baltimore-Washington Parkway. Those delays almost back to the Beltway. So it is just a solid lineup, tough for commuters getting through there. If you're coming around the Beltway, say coming out of Greenbelt or Lanham, you might want to think about taking 201. Kenilworth Avenue is an option for you. Route 1, Rhode Island Avenue in through town to try to beat some of these backups, but it will take you around a different direction for your commute. Virginia, 95-395. No incidents reported. Same story with 66. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We've got the rain. May not be reaching the ground yet, but it will rain today. Temperatures in the mid to upper 50s, and we'll see that rain roll on through the afternoon and end by this evening. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 57 degrees. It is now 626.
Especially in places like cold country and inner cities and other parts of our country that have really been left out.
The inner cities have been left out for the past 7 years under the Obama administration. My, does it get any worse here for Hillary Clinton?
It's really quite an indictment of the current administration, isn't it?
Paul in Silver Spring, you're on
WMAL. Throwing the president right under the bus.
Yes, sir.
Hey, good morning, you guys. You've had some really great callers this morning. I hung on to a couple things, though. She yesterday, with that same attitude, was saying that Trump has only just given some kind of lip service. Oh, he'll just do this, do that, but what exactly will he do? He started out his whole campaign, and he was talking about immigration and the economy. He talked about trade. He talked about ways he's going to improve the economy. She, in the meantime, way back a year ago, small business does not create jobs. She had that, same smug, arrogant attitude. And most recently, of course, we're going to put a whole lot of people out of work.
Right.
So now think about this. What she's doing right now, I think, is she's trying to deflect any kind of questioning or criticism by just saying, well, you know, a bill's going to handle that. So don't ask me about the economy. Because she knows she doesn't know how to talk about it.
Yeah, thank you. It's a great point, Paul. Although I just want to say, just to be fair, because we're nothing if not fair and balanced here on Mornings on the Mall, Brian Wilson. Elliot Want out there on Twitter does remind us that Hillary did create a lot of jobs over at the FBI and at the Benghazi Committee. So,
well,
so we got to give her credit for that.
That's true, and yes. And there have been a lot of investigations over the years of her.
Sure.
So a lot of investigators and law enforcement types.
That ain't nothing.
Yeah.
6:28 on WMAL.
Here's today's driving tip, fueled by Jiffy Lube. Texting while driving makes an accident up to 23 times more likely, according to the National Highway Transportation Safety Administration. So make sure your eyes stay on the road. Even talking on the phone has been shown to cause an increase in accidents, as drivers become more focused on their conversation than their surroundings. So turn your phone off while you're driving, enjoy the trip, and get to your destination safely. For a list of Jiffy Lube locations, visit JiffyLubeDC.com.
1979.
It was a good year for tube socks, feathered hair, and an even better year for cars. That's because 1979 was the year Jiffy Lube introduced the first drive-through service bay, bringing in a new era of convenient car care.
It's 35 years later, and we're still committed to finding more ways to serve you, which is why each of our over 2,000 locations keeps your vehicle records on file and uses the same vehicle information as your dealer. So join the 20 million people who have their vehicles serviced at Jiffy Lube and leave worry behind.
America is taking the lead in energy.
Leading the world in oil and natural gas production.
I vote to keep it going.
With the right policies,
we can produce, refine, and supply
more oil and natural gas.
And more abundant energy
means more affordable energy
for American families.
A more secure America.
Jobs.
Opportunity and economic growth.
For our children
and grandchildren.
That's why this election,
I'm voting
for American energy.
Learn more at voteforenergy.org.
Join us and become an energy voter.
Brought to you by American Petroleum Institute.
Coming up in just a moment, there are reports of horrific lines at area airports and airports and around the country. What's going on? How did the TSA let this happen? And what are they going to do to fix it? We'll take your suggestions and your ideas as well. It's now 6:30 in the nation's capital. Time for the news.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 6:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Democratic frontrunner Hillary Clinton would like to be able to put Bernie Sanders away once and for all in today's primaries in Oregon and Kentucky.
A string of wins by Bernie Sanders leaves her with an appearance of vulnerability with Democratic voters. To try to break the Sanders string of victories, the Clinton campaign has zeroed in with almost a dozen stops in the state of Kentucky, which votes today, and she's been using her husband, the former president, who's won elections there before, as a big selling point, suggesting he'll have a role in steering the economy if she's elected.
Correspondent Joe Johns. Meanwhile, on the GOP side, today's a different kind of day.
For Donald Trump and his campaign, primary days, they're a little bit different now, no question about it. He's the presumptive nominee. They're not counting votes. They're not scheduling press conferences. But there is no shortage of urgency inside the campaign to build a campaign that can fight in a general election, to unite a party that still remains very skeptical, and to push back against attacks that threaten to sink his campaign before it really gets off to that general election start.
Correspondent Phil Mattingly. A House committee is set to vote today on a bill to block D.C.'s budget autonomy. This is the first time since the city got home rule that D.C. leaders have not submitted their local budget to Congress for its approval. But Republican leaders made it clear in a hearing last week that they will not allow a local referendum to take power away from Congress. The Washington Monument is set to reopen at 9 this morning after experts completed repairs to the elevator. It was elevator problems detected Saturday morning that kept the monument closed all weekend and all day yesterday. Virginia's Attorney General says George Mason University does not need state approval to rename its law school for the late Justice Antonin Scalia. The State Council of Higher Education for Virginia was scheduled to vote on that proposal later today. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 17,711, the Nasdaq at 4775. Sports, Max Scherzer gets the call tonight as the Nationals open a series with the Mets in New York. The Orioles open a home series against the Mariners tonight. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Honey, you awake? You're snoring again. And neither of us are getting a good night's sleep.
Well, I have the CPAP.
But you're not using it. And when you stop breathing, it really scares me.
I know. I've tried so hard to use it, but I just can't tolerate it. What do you want me to do?
I want you to go call 844-SLEEP-TEST. Dr. Chuck Jelinek, who's a general dentist, he's been trained to offer a proven alternative to the CPAP, and their solution is covered by most insurances.
Is it that important to you that I sleep?
It's that important to me that you live.
If you can't use a CPAP, or you snore, or suspect you have sleep apnea, call Dr. Chuck Jelinek at 844-SLEEP-TEST or visit 844sleeptest.com. For your free consultation, call 844-SLEEP-TEST or visit 844sleeptest.com now and put your snoring and sleep apnea to rest.
Did you know that most real estate deals fall apart for less than 3% of the list price? Well, we have the 3% solution. Hi, I'm Brian Wilson at Wilson Realty Group. Our hybrid model sells homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and just 0.5% commission at closing. In fact, we've saved our clients almost $3 million in real estate commissions alone. check us out at WilsonRealtyGroup.com. Real simple, real savings, real results. That's WilsonRealtyGroup.com.
Hi, I'm Patrick Fengel's owner of New Look Home Design. Spring is the busiest time of year to be a roofing contractor. If we do not install a specific number of roofs, our business will suffer. It's kind of like rain for a farmer. No rain equals major problems. Well, I'm not going to let that happen. I have to make spring a success. So, you're going to benefit. If I lower the cost to you without lowering quality, that means we'll get more jobs. And more jobs mean a better spring. You're going to hire someone to replace your roof. Do not do it without calling us first. To ensure you're going to give us a chance to earn your business, I'm offering discounts on roofing of 50% off your entire job. Certain to beat our competitors' prices and get us the work we need this spring. Call 1-800-279-5300. Again, that's 1-800-279-5300. NewLookHomeDesign.com. Savings for you, busy spring for us.
If it's in your nature to seek adventure, the 2016 Discovery Sport was built for your pursuits. With available 5.2 seating, you'll take comfort in leaving your comfort zone. The journey begins when you visit your local D.C. area Land Rover retailer. Lease the 2016 Discovery Sport SE for $389 per month for 36 months with $34.95 plus taxes, title, and fees due at signing now through June 30th. Visit your local D.C. area Land Rover retailer or call 1-800-FIND-4WD for details. Land Rover, above and beyond.
In the mood for a classic New York-style diner experience? Metro 29 Diners open daily from 6 a.m. till midnight. Great food and lots of it at affordable prices. Metro 29 Diner, Lee Highway and Glebe Road in Arlington.
635 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Some good news. DC 295 southbound Kenilworth Avenue. The crash just literally cleared moments ago. Southbound right as you come off of 50 and the BW Parkway at Eastern Avenue. All lanes have been reopened. But there for an hour and a half, we have big delays coming out of New Carrollton off of both 50 and the Baltimore-Washington Parkway. So expect extra time. If you still thinking about trying to skip these delays, you might want to try 201 Kenilworth Avenue. Definitely a workaround, though, or Rhode Island Avenue is some options. Also, the second problem we're still dealing with as you come off of 50 and the BW Parkway onto New York Avenue, right as you try to merge on before South Dakota Avenue, still have the crash there along the right side. Let's go Virginia, 66, heavy as you head through Centerville, Fair Lakes, and Fair Oaks. Southbound 15 at Point of Rocks Road for the crash. Gaithersburg, accident involves an overturned car on Clopper Road. If you're heading eastbound Clopper Road 117 as you head toward 270, the crash is at the intersection of Long Draft Road. Watch for police direction. If your computer is running slow, go to mycleanpc.com and get a free computer diagnosis in minutes. You can activate MyCleanPC software. Clean out the junk that might be slowing down your computer. Increase your computer speed today with mycleanpc.com. That's mycleanpc.com. Now from garagedoorrepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Austin, rain fill in as we go through this morning. It's going to be a damp Tuesday as we'll have rain around, temperatures in the mid to upper 50s all day with a quarter of an inch of rain. Light rain early tonight, then cloudy 51. Clouds get away to some sunshine tomorrow. Maybe a shower around 67. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 51 in Springfield, 52 in Frederick, 57 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Metro 29 Diner. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. And AM 630.
WMAL. It's 638 on WMAL. This is where Washington comes to talk. You're listening to Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Larry. 705 Ken Kukowski, Breitbart News legal analyst, to give us his take on yesterday's ruling by the Supreme Court and the Little Sisters of the Poor. And then at 735, Guy Benson, town hall political editor. Today's primary day. How are things looking for Hillary? Not so good. And at 835, Jane Hampton Cook. She's a presidential historian. She'll give us her take on the idea that the first spouse will be in charge of the economy under Hillary Clinton. I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
Flying away. away is not as easy as it once was, and it's getting worse this summer, and it all has to do with the TSA and the fact that they've completely bungled things up to the point where some of the waits in some of our major airports around the country have gotten to a ridiculous point. Hours and hours and hours of lines at security checkpoints at Chicago O'Hare. It got so bad this weekend, they had to bring out cots because about 450 people waited in line so long to get through the TSA checkpoint that they missed their flights. Mm. That's right, 450 people. And it just gets worse. They had to hold some 30 flights because people could not get through the security checkpoint in time. They're talking about, not an hour, not two. They're talking about 4 and 5 hour waits to get through to the security checkpoint. And it's not just Chicago O'Hare. It's happening at Newark. It's happening at JFK. It's happening at Atlanta's airport. Everybody's reporting the same thing. In the big major airports around our country, it's taking a long time to get through the security checkpoints. And you may say, well, why is this? Well, it has to do with the fact that the TSA cut their screening staff by 10%. And they did that because they had this program called TSA Pre-Approved, and they sort of guesstimated that a certain number of people would have that and that they wouldn't have to spend as much time screening, and therefore they could cut their screeners by 10%. Well, it turns out not as many people signed up for TSA Pre-Check as they thought was going to, and so now they've got a lot of people who are trying to fly, and they're trying to get through the security checkpoint, and they just don't have enough people to do it. Yeah. So here's our question for you. You, the listener of this show, you know how this works. You fly a lot. You're out there. You've seen the inefficiencies of the TSA. What is the suggestion you have to make things move smoother? We'll pass them on, because this is where Washington comes to talk. It's a soapbox. You come up. You tell us what you think you do, and, you know, they'll be listening. And we'll pass it on. 1-888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WML. Let me tell you what they're doing at one airport, though, Larry, while we're waiting on the calls to come in. At the Cincinnati airport, which serves also parts of Kentucky, they're sending in comfort horses.
Horses?
Little miniature horses are being sent around to interact with the people while they're waiting in line to reduce their stress levels. You can pet the little horse, and they think that will help.
What about the where there's a horse? Generally speaking, there is a horse dropping.
Well, there is.
How does that help?
Well,
things
it's
out?
A miniature horse, so one would assume the droppings would be miniature as well. And then not just horses, though. They've also decided that one way that they can reduce the stress of people who are standing in line at the TSA checkpoints is to bring in circus clowns. I'm not making this up. They're bringing in irritating circus clowns to interact with the people who are staying in line. Let me just tell you something, Larry. Stop that. Stop that. Well, they're so irritating. Let me tell you something, Larry. If I'm standing in a TSA line 3-4 hours, and I'm facing the likelihood of missing my flight, and some clown comes along and honks his little horn at me.
Some clown.
It's not going to end well for the clown.
What do you mean? Oh,
take that!
Why do you want to beat up on a clown?
Oh, I don't
terrible.
Like. I don't like clowns. I think they're creepy anyway.
Oh, come on! That's right. It. You realize that that's just a person who's doing a job as a clown.
Well, it's not going to end.
He wasn't born a clown.
I'm telling you, don't send in the clowns.
That'd be rich if they sent in the clowns. Yeah. Wouldn't it be rich?
Wouldn't it be rich, yes. Betty in Rockfield, you're on with Brian and Larry. Good morning. How do you solve this problem that the TSA has created? What can we do to make the TSA more efficient, Betty?
Well, frankly, I was never in favor of creating the TSA. I thought it was a mistake to create another government bureaucracy. I think you turn over the security to the individual airlines. Let them handle it. They have an interest in keeping their planes in the air, and they also care about their customers and getting them through quickly. So I say turn it back over to the airlines.
Yeah. As we've mentioned, Betty, there are a couple of airports, actually, who are flirting with this idea. JFK, the entire New York Airport Authority, and Atlanta, very busy hubs of airlines there. And the airports are now threatening the TSA that if they can't get their act together, they'll take
takeover.
Will
that give you pause? Do you know, if a non-governmental agency, a private firm, is doing the security on the plane, would be like, oh, maybe you know, this is not as secure.
They have a vested interest in keeping people safe. They have a vested interest in keeping people happy. It will work out well. Unlike the TSA, which doesn't have any interest in keeping people happy. It is 6:43.
105.9 FM and AM 630.
I agree with you 1,000%.
Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Don't you love that?
Where Washington comes to talk.
Spring is in the air, summer's right around the corner, and rent-a-state season is in full bloom. That's right. Did you know that you can cash in on your home by renting it? Renters Warehouse, DC's experts in leasing and property management, is ready to help you. Here's a fact that you might want to chew over a little bit. The number of renters rose by 2 million last year. So that means the demand for rentals is soaring. But, you know, to really make your property an attractive idea for rent estate, to actually make it work, you got to have an expert there who can free up your personal life so you don't have to get bogged down with the paperwork, with the late night phone calls from a renter. You don't want all the hassles with being a landlord. You want all the benefits. So that's why you get these guys. They're fantastic. It's a Renter's Warehouse. They are the experts. They exist for one reason, and that's to make renting your home as easy as possible. They're property management professionals. They can help you find the perfect renter in 17 days on average, and then they'll manage your property 24/7 for just $80 a month. Find out how much your home will rent for with a free rent price analysis right now. Call Renter's Warehouse, 202-625-4370. 202-625-4370. Renter's Warehouse, the professional landlords of rent estate.
The New York Mets. What does it take to win a pennant?
That is a nasty fastball.
Daniel Murphy,
first as a Net.
Ask their playoff MVP, who now bats for the Nats.
Gone!
The runners-up versus the homecoming king. Catch everything. Nationals Mets. The series starts tonight at 6:30 on Messin.
Ain't baseball great?
It's now 6:45 on WMAO. Time for traffic and weather together every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Around the region we go. Beltway, Annandale, Tysons, Legion Bridge, not seeing much of any backups there. Top side of the Beltway through Bethesda, Silver Spring. It's the outer loop slowest stretch. On the inner loop at 355, tractor trailer on the shoulder from an overnight crash, but nothing blocked. You're doing okay to get by. On 270, as you hit push south down past Route 80, down into Clarksburg and Germantown with the stop and go. But on 270, lanes have been open. Oh, better news on 15. Heading 15 south of Point of Rocks Road, they were able to quickly clear that crash, thank goodness, and the delays aren't too bad. In Gaithersburg, the accident on Clopper Road is eastbound Clopper Road 117 at Long Draft Road. This is as you'll be heading toward 270. In that intersection, crews dealing with an overturned vehicle. DC 295 southbound, long-standing crash finally gone as you head past Eastern Avenue, but big delays off of both 50 and the BW Parkway. And a reminder again for Metro Rail, in addition to some of those speed restrictions, the orange and silver lines this morning delays because of a switch problem outside of West Falls Church. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast. I like
it. Watching rain fill in as we go through this morning. It's going to be a damp Tuesday as we'll have rain around. Temperatures in the mid to upper 50s all day with a quarter of an inch of rain. Light rain early tonight, then cloudy 51. Clouds give way to some sunshine tomorrow. Maybe a shower around 67. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 56 degrees. It is now 6:47 on WMAL.
Good morning start on ABC7's Good Morning Washington. There's no better place to get your morning news, weather, and traffic. ABC7's Good Morning Washington. Weekday mornings starting at 4:25.
Step away from the horn. Step away from the horn.
It says clowns. They're keeping you happy there while you're in line.
How is that? How is that comforting?
No,
how
does that make people happy? It's just creepy is what it is.
It really is. All right. Moving on. Let's take a look at the entertainment world. A really weird and creepy story yesterday out of the music world. Sinead O'Connor, or as I like to call her, Cousin Sinead. No relation. She was missing for quite some time yesterday in the suburbs of Chicago. She was eventually found, and they sent her to a hospital. She was thought to be suicidal. Now, this is something that's been going on for quite some time. She actually left a creepy Facebook message that looked like a suicide note. She left this about 6 weeks ago, I'd say 8 weeks ago. I remember us talking about it here on Mornings on the Mall, where she's having a dispute over custody of her child. It's a very ugly and bizarre story. But she basically has constantly talked about, you know, the life not being worth living anymore. And she blames the court system in Ireland, as well as her child, who no longer wants to have anything to do with her. While she was reportedly missing, I went on a bicycle ride at 6 a.m., didn't return. Eventually, they did find her, and now she's they were concerned that she had taken an overdose, so they're keeping an eye on her.
Well, I'm glad that turned out well. I had a Sinead O'Connor encounter one time.
Really? Was it at a barbershop?
No. Right. But I literally was just going to work one day, and I was pulling out of my neighborhood, and there was this bald-headed woman, and I remember in a military jacket jogging up the road. And she got to the stop sign, and she looked at me, and I stopped, and she looked and nodded, and she turned and ran back the other way, like she was going back to wherever she came from.
Right.
And I said, that looked like Sinead O'Connor. I mean, it's not every day you see a bald-headed woman, so it kind of sort of grabs your attention.
I was going to say, doesn't every bald-headed woman look like Sinead O'Connor?
I said, that looked like Sinead O'Connor. Uh-huh. And then I said, nah, couldn't possibly be. Well, then later that day, I found out that she had been doing a concert not far from where I was living
there
at the time. And it was indeed, I guess, Sinead O'Connor.
Did she look suicidal?
No, at that time. But she does get up early and exercise. I can verify that.
And she didn't run in front of cars or anything?
No.
Okay, that's like good to know. All right. Meanwhile, in other...
I wish it were a better story, but that's
it's
all.
A fantastic story. It really is. I was captivated. In other crazy female singer news.
And you don't bring me flowers anymore.
Barbara Streisand has announced that she'll be coming to the Verizon Center doing a 9-city summer concert tour. And apparently a lot of big fans of Barbara Streisand around town are very excited because they think it's going to be fabulous. That's my gay man, I love Barbara Streisand voice.
I got that.
Well, I want to distinguish it because some people think that my normal voice is gay man, I love Barbara Streisand voice. So I just wanted to make sure everyone
listen,
knew.
I don't know why you're going there. I wasn't going to say it.
Fabulous. She's going to Los Angeles, Las Vegas, San Jose, Chicago, Boston, Philadelphia, Toronto, and right here,
cards and letters too.
Washington, D.C., August 18th at Verizon Center. The tickets go on sale May 25th. You think we're going to line up for this one, right?
Mm-mm.
Yeah. I'm with you. It's just not.
No,
I'm sorry.
No.
It's not something that I want to do spending my evening. She was a fantastic performer, but she's an incredibly self-indulgent live performer.
Oh, really?
Yes.
You know this?
Well, I know people. I have actually never seen her perform live, by the way.
But, it's just fabulous.
When we talk, I just want to be clear. What? What?
Nothing. You're being silly.
I'm not.
It's a fabulous word.
Yes. Anyway, she here's where Barbara Streisand lost it for me. She's a great performer. She is. And she's a legendary performer. But she did that movie Yentl. Remember Yentl?
Oh, yeah.
Yentl, the movie. Transgender before her time, by the way, or his time, depending on your perspective. Anyway, who played opposite her in that movie?
Mandy Patinkin
of Homeland, you know, now of Princess Bride.
Princess Bride.
Right, but before that, of course, on Broadway, Tony Award winner for Evita, Sunday in the Park with George. An incredibly
beautiful talented
guy, yes. Voice. You've heard him sing on Chicago Hope when he was on that show.
Yep.
He casts Mandy Patinkin in this musical movie. She does, Yentl does. And he didn't sing. Every single song in that movie went to Barbara Streisand. She's got the Mandy Patinkin, and she just didn't sing. So I'm sorry. I'm going to have to take back the...
It was fabulous.
It's not fabulous, and that's the problem. All right, so we're not excited about Barbara Streisand.
It's a fabulous word.
It's 6:52 on WMAL.
What is it about buying a mattress that leaves you feeling violated? Is it the pushy salespeople, the fake President's Day sale, or the fact that you know you'll regret what you bought as you do the walk of shame out of the mattress store? I'm here to tell you, those days are over. Hi, I'm Christian von Rickenbach, co-founder of Helix Sleep, where you can buy a mattress online, customized for you, for hundreds of dollars instead of thousands. Go to helixsleep.com, answer a few simple questions, and we create your custom sleep profile to build you the most comfortable mattress you'll ever sleep on. Your mattress will arrive at your door in about a week, and shipping is 100% free. You have 100 nights to try it out, and if you don't love it, we'll pick it up for free and give you 100% refund. No questions asked. It's like it never happened. If you do love your new Helix mattress, keep it and your dignity. That's why everyone from GQ Magazine to Forbes are all talking about Helix Sleep. Go to helixsleep.com/talk and get $50 off your order. That's helixsleep.com/talk.
Hey, DC, guess which airline added more nonstop flights than any other out of Reagan National last year? Okay, here's a hint. It's the only airline that doesn't try and stick you with hidden fees. Nothing? Here's another clue. Its colors are red, blue, and yellow, and it saves you tons of green. For more clues, go to southwest.com. More nonstops than ever, zero hidden fees. That's transparency.
Based on comparing schedules published as of 2/12/16 via DLME for year-end 4/2015 to year-end 4/2016.
It is now 6:53, time to check in and see how your money's doing. Kate Rogers standing by at the news desk at CNBC.
Good morning. Well, stocks soared yesterday after news that Warren Buffett bought stock in Apple. Stocks are flat this morning, and they had been losing some ground so far. Home Depot stock will hit a new all-time high. Profits rose more than expected last quarter because owners spent more money buying spring things for their homes. Home Depot also said inconsistent weather helped boost sales 9%. Office Depot may sell some of its European operations to save money. The company called off its merger with Staples last week because of antitrust concerns. Twitter will no longer count links and photos against its 140-character limit, which means you'll be able to better explain that photo you attach to your tweet. And they're called wearables, and they're as hot as can be. Researcher IDC reports that sales of things like Fitbits and Apple Watches rose more than 67% in the first 3 months of this year. I'm Kate Rogers, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
You know, May is National Military Appreciation Month, and my friends at Thompson Creek Window Company have been partnering with Homes for Our Troops to provide windows for the homes of our local heroes. That's a nice thing to do, but it's a good company. Thompson Creek Window designs, builds, and installs their own windows. Their local company does it all. Each Thompson Creek window is custom-made in their local factory for our local climate. They reduce the noise in your house, and that improves the comfort of your home. They can lower your utility bills and increase the value of your home. Right now, Thompson Creek is offering 20% off every window, plus no money down, no interest, no payments for 18 months. Third-party financing is subject to credit approval. Visit thompsoncreek.com for details. But here's the other thing. When you support a good company like Thompson Creek, you're supporting a company that also supports our local heroes. Pick up your phone right now. Call 855-57-CREEK to receive 20% off every window, plus no money down, no interest, and no payments for 18 months. The number again, 855-57-CREEK.
It's 6:55 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's the fabulous Jimmy Witten and the Hadid carpet cleaning traffic.
Fabulous.
Fabulous. I love it. You know what is fabulous? Finally, the crash cleared. It took an hour and a half. There were multiple cars involved. DC 295 southbound at Eastern Avenue. This is right as you come off of 50 in the Baltimore-Washington Parkway. Again, lanes reopened. Our second crash for the 50 BW commuters also was inbound New York Avenue, right as you make that merge onto New York Avenue. That now to the shoulder. Now, everything is open, but delays continue out of New Carrollton off of both 50 and the Baltimore-Washington Parkway. So definitely, I want to think of some alternates to plan for the extra time. Virginia, north on 95. I'm looking at the crash. Unfortunately, is blocking. Northbound 95 as you try to push through Dumfries up toward the way station. It blocks the left side. Fire trucks now at the scene of the crash. And again, a reminder that Metro Rail, they have some of those reduced speeds and no longer dealing with the switch problem on the Orange Line that's outside of West Falls Church. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Rain today, a high of 56. Tonight, some light rain early, a low of 51. Cloudy skies tomorrow with a chance of rain, 67 degrees. Friday looks like a nice day in the low 70s. Saturday and Sunday, they're talking about more rain. Currently in the nation's capital, 57 degrees.
Come continue the celebration of Blues Alley's 50th year in Washington, D.C. May and June brings us the classic jazz artists John Pizzarelli and Jane Monheit. May 19th through the 22nd, guitarist slash vocalist John Pizzarelli is back at Blues Alley.
Baby's good to me, you know. She's happy as can be, you know.
A true classic in the style of his idol, Nat King Cole, Pizzarelli harkens back to the times of the speakeasy.
Irresistible force such as you meets an old immovable object.
Then Jane Monheit returns to the Alley June 2nd through the 5th, celebrating one of her idols, Ella Fitzgerald. That's John Pizzarelli and Jane Monheit only at Blues Alley, specializing in Creole cuisine. For tickets, call 202-337-4141. That's 202-337-4141. Or for online ticketing, go to bluesalley.com.
Now, something to think about.
with Mike Rogers.
The Republican and Democrat political pundits have something in common this election. They both have been uniformly wrong about Donald Trump. Each of them seem to be struggling to find out why the brash talking political neophyte has accumulated more votes than any other Republican in a primary and attracted a host of Democrat supporters as well. Not sure it's all that hard to understand. Big political meetings in Washington, D.C. shouldn't be the big coverage of the day, but they were last week, with all the buildup of suspense and speculation that made the Kentucky Derby look like amateur hour. And therein lies the problem. If the biggest news coming out of Washington, D.C. is a meeting between two politicians of the same party, we all have a problem. And don't get me started on the president's lack of performance or even interest in issues impacting working Americans. And because of all that, a huge swath of Americans has decided if you're going to have political theater in Washington, maybe we should just hire a pro. Something to think about. I'm Mike Rogers.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? I'm Jim O'Connor, independent life insurance agent specializing in term life insurance. There's been a price war between the major life insurance companies. If you've had your term life policy more than 2 years, you may be paying too much. For example, a male, age 45, non-tobacco user issue preferred best, $1 million of coverage is only $56 a month guaranteed level for 10 years. Or a male, age 50, non-tobacco user issue preferred best, $500,000 of coverage is only $91 a month guaranteed level for 20 years. The life insurance industry is going through exciting changes. Make sure you're not paying too much for your term insurance. For new or replacement term life insurance, call for a free quote. 800-799-0903. That's 800-799-0903. Don't pay too much for your term insurance. Call 800-799-0903 or visit my website at term22.com. That's term22.com. Rates based on standard underwriting and may vary by state.
Coming up on WMAL.
It's primary day, and Guy Benson, Town Hall political editor, will join us to give us the breakdown.
Also, Ken Klukowski, legal analyst, will give us the lowdown on what the High Court did yesterday with regard to contraceptive and the Little Sisters. It's all straight ahead. 7 o'clock, time for the news.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9th, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.